Right, you're on.
So what are we talking about?
Whatever you want.
Whatever we want. Ooh. So what is your name?
Vicky.
Vicky, and what do you do, Vicky?
I got two hats as well.
What hats do you wear?
I'm leading a team of 16 people at a law firm.
Oh.
So that's my office job.
That's your office job. Your business job.
Yeah, that's my business job, which pays the bills. I'm also a mom, so yes. Actually more hats. And I recently set up a business to inspire people to cook.
And what kind of things do you do to cook?
I cook everything, basically, but the workshops I started running are teaching people how to make fresh pasta with nutritious ingredients and quality ingredients.
So those are a lot of hats. Do you enjoy juggling those hats?
It's really hard, yeah.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Yeah, the time is...
It's challenging.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. Yeah. I wear a lot of hats as well.
So what hats do you have?
So I have a consistent business job as well, mm-hmm. as a business coordinator of a structural engineering company, and I quite enjoy it because it's consistent, mm-hmm. and it's not up and down. But then my other hats that I wear, I have a portfolio career in media and health and wellness. Mm-hmm. My background is journalism, and I'm a writer as well.
Wow.
PR marketing, that's all my background.
Okay.
But now, when I was around 40, I was scouted for commercial modeling.
Oh, wow.
This is 7 years ago.
Exciting.
Yeah. You would never think that. But, and that's, you know, that's adverts, mm-hmm. that's, mm-hmm. you know, brochures, that's, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. That's what commercial modeling is. But that led to, because of my background in journalism, voiceovers. So I do that. I have a home studio. And then I have a passion for health and wellness. And I am a global health brand. They're UK and Ireland, mm-hmm. skincare and beauty trainer.
Okay.
So I do all kinds of things with that. But I primarily talk about their products. Mm-hmm. But skin health, skin and aging. But it all kind of combines.
Have you got any tips for me how to juggle my time better?
How to juggle your time better. That's fantastic. I think work-life balance is a myth.
Mm-hmm.
You have to create your own balance of what are your priorities. And I think for me, I've realized I could be really busy, and there are stretches that are really, really busy, but I have to plan ahead for those. Mm-hmm. And really it comes down to you can make the choices about your time.
Yeah.
So if you prioritize family,
mm-hmm.
that's going to come first, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to turn things down. And it hurts to turn things mm-hmm. down, but it's not all about money, because mm-hmm. your health, your family, your well-being is much more important. Mm-hmm. So people look at me like I'm crazy, like I have this really intense career. And like I said, maybe 3 or 4 days a month, it could be.
But you're in control.
But I'm in control. Yeah. And I turn things down.
Mm-hmm.
So I could do a casting in London every single day for a commercial if I wanted to.
Does it make you happy?
No. And it just spends money. And I go and 50 other people are just like me there.
Yeah.
And it's really not
what
I want to do. So I think, work-life balance is a myth.
Mm-hmm.
Because we think, oh, only this amount of time. But people go home and they work. And so it's
exactly.
How do you have boundaries?
Yeah.
How do you make choices to prioritize? And I'm a firm believer in holistic self-care.
Yeah.
And so, yes.
I like that. Yeah.
That's so what do you do in your spare time?
In my spare time?
It's good to know about you. I mean, I've heard about what you do.
Yeah, my spare time. I mean, I have
an
artistic...
Met each other.
Yes,
yeah.
We haven't. I do a little bit of kickboxing with my daughter, which is great. Obviously, I have family time. I have two teenagers and my husband. I have an artistic bent, so I am a writer. I've been working on a novel, but that kind of takes the back burner. And I'm always trying to do something artistic, whether it's painting or jewelry making, or my new thing is,
That's
really good. So what about you?
So I love dancing. I do Zumba classes and yoga as well.
Oh, good. I
want to
do yoga. That's good for my age.
It's really hard. I find it really hard.
It is hard.
To set the time, because I'm such a busy person and I'm a bubbly, energetic.
Yes.
Let's go do things. And then yoga kind of brings me back to the basics and to listening
grounds
words,
you.
And to just chill out and listen to my body, because I'm quite good at pushing myself to the limits, and literally my body will tell me that okay, you need to slow down or concentrate on what makes you happy and what your purpose is. So at the moment I think I'm kind of in a situation where I need to make a decision, I feel like, in my life with this, and doing an office job and starting a new business I'm really passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of, where do you stop? How do you slow down? And yoga kind of helps me to listen in and think about it more.
Yeah.
I guess.
I'd like to do yoga a little bit more.
And the day goes a lot easier afterwards.
Yes.
You're just calmer and I don't know.
Well, I think there's like meditation that can come into yoga, which I try to do.
Do you do meditation?
Yeah, I try to do. I mean, I have my apps.
Yeah,
so I work with apps because I can't do it on my own. So I follow different apps and try to do, you know, several times a week. I try to do daily. It doesn't quite work.
Yeah, no, I
but
can't
that just that. Slowing down, being present, being in the moment, practicing mindfulness, even in my eating, in conversation, stopping and listening. Because we're so overstimulated with thing. And it's like, how do you stop and pause? And I think
and
that's...
notice. Yeah,
and that's all about self-care.
Yes,
and
it is,
it all falls into that. And so, yes.
But I'm going to be slightly provocative here.
I don't
normally jump in on these conversations. But so far I've heard what you do all the time.
Yes.
You were talking about yoga, and I mean, I do yoga and stretch, and you know, the whole purpose of what we've been doing here is to people get their life balance, whatever that might be. Right. But don't you just stop thinking at any stage? Just...
Definitely.
Do you read?
Definitely. I mean,
I listen to podcasts.
Oh, podcasts.
And I do too.
Audio books. Yeah, I haven't got actually time to sit down and read.
So you listen to audio books rather than read them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. So is that because you've got...
Because I got children and office jobs and
which
driving
is really
around
hard.
And I'm on the go, but I also feel like I need to stimulate my brain and I want to learn things, and this is the only way I can get through books, basically.
How do you engage with the children, your kids? Do you read to them?
Oh yes, every night.
How old are they?
And I'm Hungarian, so obviously I got 5 and a 7 year old.
Okay, so
my husband is English. He does the English stories, and I do Hungarian because they are bilingual.
In
so.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's much more interesting. So there you are. There's a.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'm Hungarian, and it is challenging. My mum is here at the moment. That's why I could make this networking event this morning.
Oh, that's great.
So she took them to school. And at least the girls can practice their language. I have two daughters.
So they are bilingual.
They are bilingual. My 5-year-old is less bilingual than my 7-year-old. But because I was on maternity leave the first time, my 7-year-old, I spent some time in Hungary. And with my second child, I had to go back to work. And she didn't have such a great exposure to the language. We have songs, nursery songs and stories. I got loads of CDs in the car, so when we are on the go, they can sing songs. Even the 5-year-old can sing a full Hungarian song, which is
fantastic.
Really good.
And so good for later on.
Who speaks Hungarian? I've never come across anybody...
Me?
Who speaks Hungarian. Okay. You're the first person, I think, actually.
In your country.
Yes.
So
I have a few friends here. But yeah, it's not such a big community.
No. So is it your do you encourage people to talk about Hungary? You like talking about it? Is it home or is it
where's
home? I mean, how long have you been here?
I've been here for 13 years now.
Okay.
So yeah, and this is how the cooking comes into the picture as well, because I think that's how I started it, that I had invited people around to cook them Hungarian meals, and I was so proud to share my culture, because food and the culture and all comes together. So I want the children as well to speak the language and to eat the food they would be eating if they were living there.
This is what you mean. It's great having you two. I mean, you've obviously not English,
right?
That's the whole, we're celebrating this.
Yeah.
And yet we're in the middle of this
foreign country
mess.
Yes.
Going on at the moment. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah.
And yet your stories and all our stories have got
Definitely.
Something to contribute to the melting pot.
Yes.
So it's interesting. You're obviously healthy and you look, you're aware of that. But I'm intrigued to know, why do you need the apps?
I think because I'm busy and I have to create structure, I'm actually quite, you wouldn't know it from all the things I do because I'm very public, but I'm quite an introvert. And I know from my own self-regulation that I need, like I have my own little office, I close the door, I journal, I meditate, I, you know, visualize, but I also listen to podcasts. I have to have my refuel time. My alone refuel time. Otherwise, I can't make it in a very public type of job and career. My husband's an extrovert and he's an academic, which is really funny, you know, because I'll come home and I'm like, I need alone time. I need my cave time. And he's like, let's talk.
Cave time.
Go alone. Cave time. Refuel. You know, nourish. Be silent. Enjoy silence. Like our holiday, you know, we're going to America. We have to see friends. That's not a holiday, but we're tacking on. We're going to an island in Canada for a week. No Wi-Fi. You have to boat to get there. It's just nature. And I'm so excited.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, I'm so excited.
There's a lake.
Well, we're going to McGregor Bay. So,
is that on the coast or is that on the...
No, it's kind of more... It's about 4 hours from Niagara Falls inland in... Canada. There's a lot of different areas.
You fly into Toronto?
We fly into Toronto, drive to McGregor Bay, take a boat to our island, our cabin, which is modern, but it's just one cabin on one little island, and you just boat around to different islands all week, and you fish, and you...
Reconnect.
And already we've told our kids, sorry kids, no Wi-Fi, we're not doing electronics.
Oh, you're taking the kids?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We have two teenagers. We have a 14-year-old and a 16-year-old.
What are they going to do then?
We're going to boat. No. We are prepping them now. We said, this is your chance to unplug. We need to digitally unplug from everything. It will give you space. Yeah. I mean, this is where the creative juices come, is when you have that space.
And do they do meditation? Do you teach them?
I try. We kind of work on it. We actually talk about it. It's funny because we just went to... parents evening for my 16-year-old who's going to a new school, and they're like, we're gonna start having our kids do meditation every day, like the head teacher said. That and I was like, yes. Because we're
the head teacher of their
sixth form is talking about incorporating meditation and
which
teaching
school is this?
Tapton. So I was so excited because we're in it, and they talked about the dangers of just how this generation is so phone, stimulus, and it's like, how can you let that creativity, how can you let that space, but also that, you know,
even to find out
who you are and being grounded. And so that's very much a firm belief of mine. So you have this busy career, you have a busy family, but you can choose to go into your cave, to refuel, to...
I love this cave.
I need to create.
Yeah, no, I love it. I have a cave in my office as well.
So you got wheels.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have wheels. But I do have a little home studio, and I do pocket... I do audio dramas for fun. So I do a lot of... I do a lot of characters and audio dramas.
Have you ever published them?
They're online and stuff like that. I haven't... I mean, I'm just a character, so I do it through other companies, and so... Yeah.
Or is this part of your sort of modeling type thing?
This is my hobby. Hobby. I have one of many. I'm a firm believer in hobbies and doing what you love. And so I do corporate voiceovers for job. But because I have my home studio, I do audio dramas. So I'll play for Marvel kind of things like Emma Frost in X-Men or Poison Ivy. I always get the villain. I don't know why. The sexy villain. So,
this is
for an audio drama.
Yeah, you can say it looks great on radio.
This looks great on radio. That's right. So, yes.
Exciting.
Quite diverse.
Yes, it is. Wow.
Oh, it's in some ways I would have said it was overwhelming. And, you know, it's so many things. We were just been here. I'm going to throw in a couple of things like Destination Depot. That's why we're here today. Is that, you know, people are having to think about what they're doing. I tend to be trying a bit more spontaneous.
Mm. Yes.
You know, if I can. I mean, I don't know. I'm pushed in all sorts of directions. So I'm just intrigued. You know, you're so busy.
It sounds busy. Yes. Like I said, I choose. So there are times
calm.
I have a lot of options. I have a lot of options.
Yeah. So you're not doing it all the time?
Nope, not at all. Several times a month for everything.
Do you sleep 6, 7, 8 hours?
9 hours. I'm a big
believer. Sleep 9 hours?
Oh, yeah. Mm. I'm in perimenopause, so I've got to like... work on my health. My health is top.
Yeah.
My health and sanity. So there are times I'm like, I've just got to take this time off, you know? But I chose, I think around 40 years old, because I had this new career launch. I was like, I am not going to do things I don't want to do.
Right. Okay.
You know, I'm going to only do things I enjoy, because I have the luxury of that being at this age now. I've done the stay at home mom thing, but health comes first. And I do have health struggles. Mm. So I've got a nutritionist, you know, all kinds of things that I do, you know, special diet. But when I'm thriving there and then thriving in my family, I can thrive in my career. But all my things are a few times a month. Mm-hmm. Nothing except for my structural engineering job is consistent every week.
It's not really
It's not manic. It's not manic. Except for maybe once a quarter. And that's usually my global health and wellness brand. I'll go to Scotland. I'll go to Ireland. It's always like they plan like everything in a week, once a quarter.
Oh, where you all meet up?
Well, I go to conferences and speak at different conferences that they have. Right. Or, you know, and I'm like, why did you pick all the same days? But that's okay. If I can plan ahead and be like, okay, I know this is going to be manic. How do I carve out the other stuff and turn things down?
How far do you plan ahead?
With that, I plan about a year in advance. And we try to do at least 6 months in advance on other things. Mm-hmm. But voiceovers, that's always last minute. So I have to turn things down. With agents, they'll be like, can you do this in 2 days? So I have to see, can I move things around or not?
Okay.
You know? Commercial modeling's the same way.
Do you decide, it's interesting, you know, if you're paid well on some others and not paid on others?
Structural engineering job is great. It's a good, consistent salary.
Is that here in Sheffield?
Yes.
Okay.
The global health and wellness brand is fantastic, but it is only 2 to 3 times a month. So it's like I can't have that solely as my income. Yeah. You know, I would, honestly, I love it so much. Is it
a gender thing? Is it mainly women?
Primarily women. There's a lot more women than men, but it is mixed, and it's all ages. And so, like I said, we have conferences. So I do public speaking, like to 1,500 people, to groups of 60, and I talk about skin health and all kinds of things like that. And then voiceovers pay very well, but that's only a few times a month as well. Mm. And so, and then everything else kind of falls in there. It just depends.
Yeah.
I've learned how to... I don't say yes to everything. In fact, I say no to a lot of things.
How do people take that?
That's okay. Yeah. It's their issue if they, you know... I'm going to be nice about it, but it's all about boundaries.
Don't ring me.
Yeah. I'll let my people contact you. There we go. You know, and so... And then I just pick and choose what I want to do. So I do audio dramas for free because I love it and it's enjoyable. You know, and that's something where I contribute to the artistic community in some way. But then I do, you know, my own painting, and that's just for me.
Yeah.
Or writing, that's just for me, you know. So I'm sure you've got all your things as well.
I
run.
Yeah.
Do you run?
Not really. It hurts the joints, so no.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
It hurts my joints, but it's kind of my time to think.
Yeah. Well, and it gives you space. It's like walking or just having that space.
Mm.
And that's where things kind of get deposited.
Mm. So both of you are from elsewhere, and you ended up in Sheffield.
Yes.
Why is that? Why Sheffield? Any reasons? Anyone
love.
Love of Sheffield?
No. I fell in love.
Oh, you fell in love.
Yeah. That's good.
Well, how did you get...
I met my husband in Budapest, actually.
Oh, you met him?
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And after a year of traveling and me finishing university, I've decided to come over and try.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good.
And he was from Sheffield?
Yes, he's from Sheffield.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right. So it's interesting how, you know, and you obviously traveled a long way. Where's home?
Originally from Texas, but I've lived all over in America, including Alaska, Colorado, North Carolina, because we moved a lot.
Some contrasts.
Yes. And then I've also lived in Russia for a little bit, and I lived in Turkey for a few months as well, after, you know, kind of gap year type things. Mm. So I've traveled a lot. But my husband got a full scholarship for master's and PhD here. Mm-hmm. And so we brought our...
At Sheffield.
So we brought our three-month-old and two-year-old 14 years ago. And we never left.
So you're the same then? It's about 14 years?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. We're now dual citizens. So we're Brit-Americans now. Yeah. We love it. It's home. I love Sheffield.
Yeah, I got my nationality last year.
And it was
fun.
Did you? Yeah. It's a tough
process.
It's expensive. I know. Wow. Seriously. But it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Is it got a lot more expensive?
Oh, I don't know.
£2,000. Yeah, adding it up.
Think about a whole
family.
Yeah.
Do you have to register everybody?
Oh, yeah. Because we want our kids to have...
Don't they automatically get citizenship if you are a citizen?
It all goes together. Like, we had to pay for them as well.
You did?
Yeah, but only my husband and I had to do the life in the UK test. So, which was... Most British people fail. It's really hard.
It was hard.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
My husband, who has a PhD, said he was so stressed out about it.
Yeah, it was.
That he had to do it...
He's American.
He's American.
And British now as well. So,
I see. So you're both... Oh, that's interesting. Right, so you're both American. Then,
yes.
And you come over... And Sheffield just happened to be the way he's got his PhD.
Exactly, and we love it, so...
Right.
For me...
I know. I'm watching Mark. Mm-hmm. He's out there.
Oh, okay.
No, it's great. Well, actually, this is precisely what happens. I mean, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
It's 20 minutes. So that's great. I'll switch it off now.
Okay.
And just leave you to it at the end. We'll stop this.